None of Metroland's community newspapers will go onto the press next week, including the Orillia Today, leaving 4.2 million people without a print edition of the local newspapers or flyers. Metroland, which publishes the Orillia Today and also operates Simco.com, announced Friday morning that it's in the process of seeking protection from its creditors by filing a notice of intention to make a proposal under the provisions of the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act, according to an internal email that went out to staff and was obtained by Orillia Matters. In the company memo, Neil Oliver, the CEO of Torstar, which operates Metroland, says the notice of intention is not a bankruptcy. He said it is intended to give financially distressed businesses like Metroland protection from creditors so that they have time to restructure their affairs and maintain at least some operations. The move includes ceasing publication of its more than 70 weekly newspapers immediately. The announcement also includes layoff notices to 605 workers, nearly two-thirds of the company's workforce, according to its sister publication, the Toronto Star. The company says most of the notices are effective immediately, while others may have a longer transition period. Eli Ritter is one of the journalists being laid off at the end of the year. He was the newest member of the Simcoe County Metroland News Team, starting in September 2022. I went from celebrating 1 year to leaving, he said. Most recently, Ritter was writing for Orillia Today, following the retirement of longtime Orillia reporter Frank Mottis. The first story I covered was Gordon Lightfoot's death and his funeral and the aftermath, said Ritter. Ritter actually missed the announcement of the bankruptcy and layoffs at the online meeting at 9 a.m. because he was on assignment. I found out after someone posted a video of the announcement. Two things are eating away at Ritter. The first is that the bankruptcy was preventable. If they had taken a proactive approach to digital, rather than being sluggish about it, they could have succeeded. Ritter noted that other companies, such as Village Media, have been successful on the digital platform. Secondly, his heart goes out to people that don't like online news and depend on the physical paper. We don't even have a goodbye paper. The people that just read the physical paper, they are not even going to know. Ritter said the team of reporters at Simcoe.com welcomed him with open arms and taught him a lot about the business. They are outstanding. A lot of them are award-winning reporters and I learned so much from them. Orillia Matters has learned that two of Metroland's unionized editors will also be laid off as of December 31, while five unionized reporters have been given their layoff termination notice today. Their positions will also be eliminated as of December 31. The two editors are primarily responsible for putting together the print product for seven local newspapers in Simcoe County. The union would not budge during the last collective agreement, said an employee of the company in Simcoe County, who requested anonymity. No guaranteed layoffs until the new year, so they couldn't get rid of these people under that memorandum of understanding. We've been hearing for a long time that the company as a whole was having economic problems, they added, but even up to a couple of months ago we were told that the print product was invaluable to what we were going to do and was vital to our turnaround. If it was so important that we had that element, what do we do next? The company says it is maintaining its six daily newspapers, include the Hamilton Spectator. Janice Ramsey, who writes for the Simcoe County publications, including the Barrie Advance, posted her reaction to Facebook on Friday. Dark day for my company today, wrote the veteran reporter. They just laid off more than half our newsroom. And they are canceling our print editions, so that means no more flyers and we are completely digital. I am still employed, but my heart is breaking. For Andrew Mendler, the lone reporter for the Midland Mirror, his future remains unclear. Dark day for journalism in Ontario, Mendler wrote on Facebook. Metroland Media has sought bankruptcy protection and will cease the print publication of its weekly community newspapers across Ontario, effective immediately. I will be working for Simcoe.com until December 31, 2023. Then, who knows? Ian Adams, a reporter in the Wasaga Beach area, posted on X, Yowza. That is all, with the hashtag #HugAJournalist. According to the internal memo from Oliver, the announcement was precipitated by unsustainable financial losses stemming from the changing preferences of consumers and advertisers and the continued financial impact of the pandemic. Going forward, Oliver says the communities where Metroland had a presence will be digital only. We are starting this transformation immediately. Some Metroland community news sites will also be closed, he added, although it remains unclear which websites that includes. While the direct impact is on the community news and flyer businesses, some employees in other divisions were also dismissed as part of overall restructuring to prioritize operational needs, Oliver says in the memo. We are all aware of the pressures our industry faces these days. There's no mistake it's challenging. We fought to avoid this situation and hoped that, post-pandemic, revenues would return. Oliver called today's announcement truly difficult. On every level, professional and human, this move hurts, he wrote. It is particularly hard for those whose jobs are being eliminated. It is these people who are uppermost in our thoughts. They have done excellent work, and what is happening today is no reflection at all on their skills, loyalty, or performance. For Barry Mayer Alex Nuttall, it's a challenging day for many families. He called the newspaper a staple in Barry for over 35 years, bringing local news to citizens' doorsteps. Not having access to a print newspaper will have a very significant impact on getting essential information to residents who can't use or may not have access to digital channels. For many, this is their only means to stay connected.